Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being alongside with us here on the second hour of the program for the 16th of November here on Liberty News, Loving Liberty Radio Network and the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show. Our special guest this hour is Dr. Scott Bradley. He's a longtime advocate for the return of constitutional government and one of our, you know, weekly guests. We have some guests that are monthly, and we are grateful to have him here as a weekly guest. I wonder if it's a little cool up in his neighborhood this frosty November morning.
Well, it is. We would expect freshness in the middle of November, and certainly we have that. The cloud cover's down a little bit on the mountains. The snow line's down probably around 5,000 feet, but it's not at my house right now. It's just above my house level. So anyway, we're in what we would expect to be in the middle of November and with the upcoming Thanksgiving. And by the way, think about the frosty weather we have right now. And 400 years ago last week, the pilgrims debarked the Mayflower at Plymouth Rock, and if you think it was, checking into the nearest motel until their house was ready, that's not the case. They had to root hog or die. So if you think it'd be nice to step outside right now and decide to put down your roots, it would be a challenging time. They're made out of a different metal than us.
It's a great point, and we're glad to be with you, ladies and gentlemen. One thing I need to do, a little piece of house cleaning. If you heard the Friday program where I was, criticizing Sam for his way of going out at this thing, I want to say this about it just so that you know. I forget the fact that each of us come at this thing in a different way. Sam is a blind person. He's been blind since he was born. He's, basically given more than almost anybody I know in the cause of liberty. Sold his house, bought a radio station, moved his family, has built a radio network, and continues to contribute financially, time-wise, etc., in a massive way for the movement of freedom. Has invited people over the years, many times close friends, to participate with him, and many of them have, I think they've gone the opposite direction, and so he has felt strongly that if people were involved and would make a real effort, that things could change. But he's seen many of them, spend too much time in his and my opinion, in other areas, either hunting the filthy lucre, if you will, and forgetting the cause of freedom. And so I know I need to, apologize for my rashness in criticizing his efforts there, and basically say that we hope for the improvement here in America in many ways. We're grateful for the good people that are trying to make a difference. We know the onslaught is massive when it comes to the the swamp creatures are out big time, but the draining in the swamp is what we hope for, and we hope for patriots in both nation and worldwide to move the cause of freedom forward. Anyway, I just needed to mention that. Anything special on your docket, Dr. Scott Bradley?
Well, I did not hear whatever happened on Friday. I'm kind of having to guess a little bit, but here's my perspective is, very often I have found, and I've been involved in this effort for many decades, and sadly, I've felt that many that felt, you know, similarly as I do, that we need to restore the original foundation, the original intent of the American Founding Fathers. There have been many that have sought a seat at the table, if you will, of the establishment, and consequently, I can't say I was tempted by some of the offers, but I have been approached by individuals that have offered extreme incentive, let's put it that way, to come over to what I perceive as the dark side. And so there are those out there that say, for a price, I can be bought. Or there's those offering a price to buy people, if you will. And I think the concern is that, you know, this cause of liberty is a priceless cause. And some have formerly pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor. And what my experience has been, what little fortune I had is gone. I'm still alive, and I hope I have honor. But the fact of the matter is, it's besmirched oftentimes in the world that's out there. There are those that you know, ad hominem attacks and everything else like that. And it's hurtful when it happens, but to be fully resolved to abide in the principles and seek their restoration is something that some of us have done. I mean, people say, well, have you ever lost any friends? I say, well, no, I haven't. I found out they weren't friends to begin with. And so I don't have to lose them if they ever were. But the fact of the matter is, I think that this thing of liberty is so critically important. The principles are sound. They are well-defined. Our back trail to them is clearly marked. And I think that if we have enough courage and faith, and it will take God's intervention, I think we can make it back to them. And so that's what my devoted effort is. And that's one of the reasons I appreciate being able to be on the radio with you folks every Monday morning, because I perceive that you guys are similarly focused. So it's important to me that we do that kind of thing. So I don't know. Maybe there's some other things I don't know, but I don't at this point, so I'll just leave it at that.
Very good, Dr. Bradley. I guess if you want to sum up our, I guess you could say, disagreement, Sam feels like expressed his feelings that there is not enough Americans and basically people that would push for the cause of freedom, and there's so much power in the mainstream or lamestream media and or the big tech, etc., everything all combined with the swamp monsters, etc., to overturn and push forward this change of in the vote, where, in other words, even though he feels like even with all these things coming out about the truths of the election and things like that, that there wouldn't be enough to overturn it. And he's expressed that a little bit in the last hour, saying that when is the time for the president to, say to his troops, if you will, like the big a bunch of people that rallied in Washington, D.C., and many of them over the weekend, and even though the president drove through, et cetera, there were many, instances where the Antifa guys and others, inflicted bodily harm on those people and that kind of thing. And so when is the president right to just go ahead and say, hey, this thing is too powerful for me to leave it? And he said that would be, he'd try to work on it, clear up until the time of the certification of the states, if they went ahead and went with fraud, etc. I simply feel like that it's a good move to continue to move forward and to not allow them even, that chance. But so that was our kind of disagreement there. There's a lot more going on. It seems like Sidney Powell, who we've had on the program before, she's doing a lot of great stuff. I mean, we do have a little bit of audio that's available. Maybe after this pause, we can let you hear some of that. I don't know how much you're familiar with. Have you been exposed to any of that from Sidney Powell over the weekend?
Well, actually, Sidney Powell is, I think, a former federal prosecutor. She was General Flynn's attorney. She's a bulldog when it comes to trying to get to the bottom of this kind of stuff, and she has made some very definitive statements in regards to, you know, the Dominion voting machines and some of the algorithms that are used and could have possibly altered voting and everything else like that.
And by the way, I believe she's completely correct. She's been on the program before, and we have an invitation out to her now to have her come back on the program.
Well, and the thing is that the only people that have called the election, literally and honestly, are the media.
Yeah, but
and
they make the rules, Scott.
No, yeah, well, just a minute, Sam. Now, I know you're poking a stick at me for fun, but the fact of the matter is the real call is not made until there is a real call, and there's this process it goes through. And
that's why, by the way, I say fight this until all the states have certified their election results and until the Electoral College has made their decision.
Well, and it's interesting, though, that it sounds like we've got to take a break, but from 1876, 1887, and then we've had more recent stuff that's happened.
Amen to that.
Are codes out there.
One last quick point, though. To Kurt, it's a disagreement. To me, we just have different viewpoints. That's all. This is America. That's not only allowed, it should be encouraged.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues that affect the American West, its people, lifestyles, lands, and wildlife. The Loving Liberty Radio Network is proud to support the publisher's efforts to provide an active forum for solutions that preserve the vanishing American cowboy, farmer, and sheepherder. Each issue contains informative articles on life in the American West, along with breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of the cowboy spirit in our day. Each issue of Range Magazine also features great gift ideas, like the 2020 Real Buckaroo Calendar and the book Tales from Out There. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Just click on the shopping cart. The Loving Liberty Radio Network salutes the spirit of the American West and those who are keeping it alive at Range Magazine. The Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, once again, we thank you for being with us, and we have that piece of audio for you, at least some of it here. Dr. Bradley, this is is this the five-minute piece, Sam, or the eight-minute, the Lou Dobbs?
It's Lou Dobbs, sir. It's 8 minutes.
The Lou Dobbs one that's about 8 minutes long, this is where Sidney Powell appeared with him, I think it was on Friday, if you haven't heard it, hopefully this will give you some catching up there. And as you said about her, I believe she's a great example of a modern day. I was almost going to say founding father, but she'd be a founding mother. But anyway, go ahead, Sam. Thank you.
Breaking news now. Dominion voting systems say they categorically deny any and all of President Trump's claims that their voting machines caused any voter fraud in key swing states or electoral fraud. But reports contradict that claim. In 2016, a senior executive at Dominion told the Illinois State Board of Elections that it is possible to bypass their election system software. Here's what the vice president of engineering at Dominion at that time, Eric Coomer, told the board during a meeting in good old Cook County.
No, we are not allowed to do routine updates without having to go through a recertification effort, but we do routinely give guidance on how to best secure systems. And also going back again to the final mitigation against all of this is a robust auditing and canvassing process, which all of our jurisdictions have implemented.
Coomer said no updates can be done without recertification, as you heard. Mr. Coomer's assurances of a secure system, however, are contradicted by the fact that various vendors, election officials, and others reportedly can access the voting machine code without an update being required. And we know that there were updates on those machines a day before the election. Well, joining us tonight is Sidney Powell, a member of President Trump's legal team, General Flynn's defense attorney, a great American and prominent appellate lawyer. Great to have you with us, Sidney. Let's start with Dominion. A straight out disavowal of any claim of fraud against the company, its software or machines. Your reaction?
Well, I can hardly wait to put forth all the evidence we have collected on Dominion, starting with the fact it was created to produce altered voting results in Venezuela for Hugo Chavez and then shipped internationally to manipulate votes for purchase in other countries, including this one. It was funded by money from Venezuela and Cuba, and China has a role in it also. So if you want to talk about foreign election interference, we certainly have it now. We have staggering statistical evidence. We have staggering testimony from witnesses, including one who was personally in briefings when all of this was discussed and planned, beginning with Hugo Chavez and how it was designed there, and then saw it happening in this country. As soon as the state shut down on election night and stopped counting, those are the states where the most egregious problems occurred. We also need to look at, and we're beginning to collect evidence on the financial interests of some of the governors and secretaries of state who actually bought into the Dominion systems, surprisingly enough. Hunter Biden type graft to line their own pockets by getting a voting machine in that would either make sure their election was successful or they got money for their family from it.
Well, that's straightforward. It may take, you're going to have to be quick to go through and to produce that investigation and the results of it. The December deadlines are approaching for electors, and just as we saw in 2000 with Bush v. Gore, how critical are those deadlines and how urgent does that make your investigation and discovery?
Well, for fraud this serious, I think even if the states are stupid enough to go ahead and certify the votes where we know the machines were operating and producing altered election results, if they're stupid enough to do that, then they will be set aside by the fraud also. I mean, we are talking about hundreds of thousands of votes. President Trump won this election in a landslide. It's going to be irrefutable, and patriots are coming forward every day, all day, faster than we can collect their information with the testimony they're willing to give under oath about how their votes were stolen and how the machines operated. They were updated the night of the election, sometimes after the election. We've got statistical evidence that shows hundreds of thousands of votes being just put in and replicated. There needs to be a massive criminal investigation, and it's going to affect millions of voters and elections.
With these allegations, these charges, is the FBI already carrying out an investigation of these voting companies where their servers are domiciled? And in at least three instances, we know they're in foreign countries. Tell us where the Justice Department is in all of this.
I wish I knew. I'm not on the inside, so I'm not privy to that information. I know that even Democratic senators and congresspeople for years have reported problems with this system to the FBI and to the government, and nobody's done a blooming thing about it. The people in the election security part of Department of Homeland Security need to be fired yesterday. They're absolutely ridiculous. Of course, Chris Wray needs to be fired, too, because the only FBI interview of any witness was to intimidate him and try to get him to change his truthful testimony 4 hours by an anti-Trump FBI agent. They still have politics infecting the FBI instead of just following the law. We are on the precipice of this is essentially a new American revolution. And anybody who wants this country to remain free needs to step up right now. These are federal felonies. Altering a vote or changing a ballot is a federal felony. People need to come forward now and get on the right side of this issue and report the fraud they know existed in Dominion voting systems, because that's what it was created to do. It was its sole original purpose. It has been used all over the world to defy the will of people who wanted freedom.
Cindy, at the outset of this broadcast, I said that this is the culmination of what has been over a four-year effort to overthrow this president, to first deny his candidacy election, but then to overthrow his presidency. This looks like the effort to carry out an end game in the effort against him. Do you concur?
Oh, absolutely. And it's been organized and conducted with the help of Silicon Valley people, the big tech companies, the social media companies, and even the media companies. And I'm going to release the Kraken.
Well, good, because this is an extraordinary and such a dangerous moment in our history. I really am very concerned for the country. I am very concerned for all Americans. And I have a feeling that most Democrats are first Americans and not Democrats. They have to be as alarmed as any one of us. Cindy, we're glad that you are on the charge to straighten out all of this. It is a foul mess. And it is far more sinister than any of us could have imagined, even over the course of the past 4 years. You get the last word, Cindy.
It is indeed a very foul mess. It is farther and wider and deeper than we ever thought, but we are going to go after it, and I am going to expose every one of them.
Cindy Powell, thanks for being with us, and thanks for all that you're doing.
Your reaction, Dr. Scott Bradley.
Well, you know, if the allegations are correct, there is much at stake. And over the decades that I've been involved in this, I can't tell you how many people have wanted a revolution. I said there's two reasons we should not have a revolution. One is because we have the vote, and the other is we have the Constitution. And if the vote is totally subverted and lost, my argument becomes much weaker. And if we apply the Constitution only peripherally and is of skeletal remains, that even further weakens my argument. And so this is a critical crossing point. But you're listening. I wish there were time to review, and it looks like based on time, we're going to have a break here. But perhaps when we come back, we can talk about the constitutional locations where this is discussed. And then there's a U.S. code in existence. Contrary to what many have told us, the code exists, and it does not say what they're saying it says. So we probably ought to talk about that.
Very good. Thank you. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, on your favorite listening device. Thank you for being with us here on Liberty Roundtable.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News. with Dan DeRocky.
With the news that a COVID vaccine is just on the horizon, a program must be undertaken to reverse the attitude of some Americans that are overly skeptical of the vaccine. Former Surgeon General Vivek Murthy believes that may be just as important as the logistics behind distributing it. He tells Fox News that the government will have to make data readily available for review to build people's confidence in the vaccine.
Now the onus is on us to be as transparent as possible in helping them understand what the science does say, having experts review the data, making that data readily available so that even people outside the government can review it. That's what we're going to have to do. And ultimately, the way we allocate this vaccine has to be determined based on need and that alone.
A recent Stat Murphy poll found that only 6 in 10 Americans said they would take a COVID-19 vaccine if it would lower their risk of getting infected by half. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I'd have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Over the weekend, President Trump tweeted his support for a new coronavirus aid package, something that's been debated in Congress for several months. And as cases rise in the U.S., the need for one is becoming larger. Senator Chuck Schumer says the reason there hasn't been a package passed is Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. The New York Democrat says McConnell has turned down every bill that's been brought up.
The bottom line is very simple. We need a large, strong COVID bill to deal with our problems. We have heard for months, every time we get close to a deal, Senator McConnell says no. He has become the Dr. No of COVID.
McConnell did bring a $500 billion targeted bill to the Senate floor before the election, but the passage was blocked by Senate Democrats. Syracuse's basketball team has suspended operations after their head coach tested positive for coronavirus. Jim Boeheim announced on Twitter Sunday that he tested positive for the virus and is isolating at home. The school's athletic director says the team will be tested multiple times over the next week. This is USA Radio News.
Very good. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for being alongside here on the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show, heard on the Loving Liberty Radio Network and a number of other places. We don't really have time to tell you about them all, but if you go to our website, you can learn that. We appreciate you letting your friends and, I guess even your enemies know about so that they can be updated. Now, Dr. Scott Bradley, you were in the process of responding to this 8-minute clip that we heard with Lou Dobbs interviewing Sidney Powell, one of the, I guess you could say, most intrepid lawyers that I know of going after this thing and saying that she's going to release the Kraken. By the way, real quick, before you go on with your stuff, are you familiar with this term Kraken?
Yeah, well, it was popularized by the Pirates of the Caribbean movie about this Leviathan beast that would come out of the sea and pull ships into the depths, and it was all powerful and all that kind of stuff. There's probably other things in popular media, but that's one that some of your listeners may have experienced when they were watching that movie that devours ships at sea. Anyway,
that's what you're going to need, I guess, when you go up against the swamp monsters. You're going to need some Kraken, I guess, doing its job there, but. Anyway, I wrote down several little parts about the interview there, and I don't know if you want to respond to each of them, but she did say that based on her information that she's been able to see with the evidence that she's got given to her, et cetera. She says that President Trump won in a landslide. She says patriots are coming forward. She calls it a new American revolution. Of course, she talks about the Dominion voting systems and how they basically were set up so that people like Chavez and Venezuela and others could use them to basically maintain control and power wherever they are. She calls it an extraordinary and dangerous moment in our history. What say you?
Well, I do believe that if the allegations are true, then this is potentially the tipping point for losing our republic. If, in fact, elections can be stolen with the ease that this, you know, automation does, I've always stood for a vintage kind of voting system that goes back to individuals voting in person on paper in their own precincts with individuals from all interested parties, observers of the counting, the certification of such, the bringing forth of those to higher levels with the certification paperwork until ultimately and finally we have the system that is verified and can be re-verified through a new count. But the electronic systems have violated that, the voter motor things, the vote by mail, the voter harvesting processes, all of those things have polluted the voting system and are putting at risk our ability to choose our own trusted leaders and go into the hands of secret combinations, which the American Founding Fathers actually coined the term, that would pull the levers of government on their behalf. But it's interesting to me that, I mean, I would say, bring your evidence forth. Let's examine this thing clearly and everything like that. But going back just momentarily, and I miss the days of the Lincoln-Douglas debates where they had an hour and a half each to present their position, because there is breadth and depth to everything that happens. But I would admonish your listeners to read the second article of the Constitution, which talks about the Electoral College. I would admonish them to read the 12th Amendment, which talks about the way the Electoral College is applied. I would admonish them to read the 20th Amendment, which was ratified back at the beginning of FDR's scurrilous administration. But it was the 20th Amendment is, and I've said most of the time that so many of the amendments that happened after the founding era are going to come back and bite us. And this is one of them that ultimately will. 25th Amendment also will come into play, I think, in the near term, but to ill effect. But people need to understand if we are going to retain this republic, what the rules are. Now, they have modified them over time to an adverse outcome. But let me just read you what it says in Amendment 20, Section 3, about halfway down. If the president shall not have been chosen before the time for the beginning of his term, or if the president-elect shall have failed to qualify, then the vice president shall act as president until the president shall have qualified. And the Congress may by law provide for the case wherein neither the president-elect nor a vice president-elect shall have qualified, declaring who shall then act as president, okay, in the manner to be elected, et cetera, et cetera. So Congress has done that. And unfortunately, in spite of what some so-called experts would say, in 3 U.S. Code at 19, it does discuss that and discusses the sequence of who will succeed the president if, in fact, something untoward happens towards the president, death, resignation, removal from office, et cetera, et cetera. But it does go on to say that if that they have not qualified, okay, failure of both the president-elect and the vice president-elect to qualify, then they'll act only until the president-elect or qualified president qualifies. So there's an interim step. But the fact of the matter is it does pass it on to who is then the current speaker. And the speaker has to, it says that the speaker has to resign as Speaker and as a member of the House, and then does take an office to do that. If the Speaker can't qualify, it goes to the Senate President Pro Tem, which in this case is Chuck Grassley out of Iowa. But they only hold the office until the president-elect and or vice president qualify. Now, we could read you these things, but the fact of the matter is time is so short, it's very difficult to really give an in-depth review of this thing. But yes, indeed, it does say the Speaker of the House resigns the office and then takes the office. And they say if the office of president is taken, that's taken as a de facto resignation from their speaker job. But the fact of the matter is it also defines the other succeeding members, being Secretary of State, Secretary of Treasury, Secretary of Defense. It goes down the cabinet members in the order that they were added to the president's cabinet. And these things have been written, as the 20th Amendment said, that the Congress can, by law, provide for the case wherein the president-elect nor the vice president-elect have qualified, declaring who shall then act as president or the manner in which one who is to act be selected, and such persons shall act accordingly until the president or vice president have qualified. So they can, Congress has been granted by the 20th Amendment the authority to set that process up. They have, and it's in writing, and we can go back and review it if we will. I believe that we are setting ourselves up for a huge fall because of the shenanigans that have been going on, and I want to see Sidney Powell's evidence. I would like to see if, in fact, there has been stuff go on. I would like to see a restoration to the vintage classic voting process that they have worked so hard to subvert. Sound like you were saying something there. I didn't want to overtalk everybody
because I'm enthusiastic
about finding the facts.
Very good, Sam. Dr. Bradley, I think you've covered it very well, and it would be nice to have a restoration of the honest voting system we all hoped would be part of our the American experiment. And it seems like this lady, along with others that are working with her, and she talks about patriots coming forward and calling for a second American Revolution. It makes me think of a little quote in one of my favorite booklets called The Constitution Heavenly Banner, where the former Secretary of Agriculture during the Eisenhower administration, Ezra Taft Benson, says, "I have faith that the Constitution will be saved, but it will not be saved in Washington. It will be saved by the citizens of this nation who love and cherish freedom." So he's suggesting that, that's how it would be saved. I hope that that's what time we find ourselves in. Do you have a comment about that?
Indeed, make comments, powerful, moving, eloquent comments in favor of returning to the original intent. He outlined in another talk, that Constitution Heavenly Banner, an absolutely magnificent talk, but there's another one given during the bicentennial of the signing of the Constitution. It was in October of 1987, in which he's outlined four processes by which we must restore the foundation, and it's going to take effort on our part. Hard things need to be found. We need to step it up. The first one is our own virtue, our righteousness.
Hi, I'm Patty, wife of former Congressman Steve Stockman. In Congress, Steve sought impeachment of Eric Holder for his corruption of the Justice Department and his fast and furious gun running that caused Border Agent Brian Talley's death. Steve called for arrest of Lois Lerner for her contempt of Congress as it investigated her targeting of conservative nonprofit groups. After 4 years, four grand juries, and millions of tax dollars, Steve Stockman is in prison. His case involved four checks to nonprofits. DOJ has one standard for Hillary Clinton, but another for folks like President Trump and my husband. We've spent all our savings, all Steve's retirement, and much of mine. Steve Stockman has fought for you and America. Won't you join me now to fight for Steve? To help, text FIGHT to 444-999, text F-I-G-H-T to 444-999, or go to defendapatriot.com, defendapatriot.com.
How do you know your child loves you?
When he calls and he says, Dad, why don't we go fishing? Just very simple, but it really counts.
They make a song up, and they come into our bedroom and say, we made a song, and will you listen to it?
Our next oldest daughter came to me with tears in her eyes, and she said, Daddy, I just thank you for coming home every night when we were growing
up.
My
son does the nicest things. When he's playing outside, he'll come in and just give me a hug and run right back outside.
My daughter goes to the same high school that I'm the registrar at, and I'll go into my office after the bell has rung, and there's a note on my desk. And it'll usually say, Mom, I love you. I'm thinking about
you. And I think of my boy that we finally got him through graduation. And he came up to me and said, I made it. Thanks.
Family, isn't it about time?
That's all he said. And that meant everything to me.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you again for being alongside. And we're in this conversation with Dr. Scott Bradley. And we've got a little five-minute segment here, or piece. We've got about 12 minutes left in this hour. But we've got this five-minute segment that has to do with Sidney Powell being interviewed with a man named Eric Bowling on the accuracy of the Dominion voting machines. Sam's got it ready to play, and then hopefully you will like to comment, Dr. Bradley. Thank you, Sam.
Joining me now is best-selling author of the book License to Lie, former federal prosecutor and General Michael Flynn's attorney, Sidney Powell. Thank you for joining us. Counselor, tell us a little bit about the challenges that the Trump administration is facing, and what are your thoughts on whether or not they will be able to flip any states?
They're facing an election that was absolutely rigged. We are soaking in information through fire hoses of complicated mathematical alterations to the votes. We have identified the system capability that does it. It does, in fact, exist, regardless of what the name of it is. It works through the Dominion Company's voting machines that were in 30 states. And does indeed alter and flip voting results.
So can you tell me right there? I understand that. So there are these Dominion machines that were voting machines, and as you point out, they're in multiple counties across the country that may have changed. How do you know this? Listen, I'm not pushing back on you because I know everyone's going crazy right now. But is there proof of that?
Yes. Well, the Dominion machines are in 30 states. We're identifying the companies that created the software. They have done this in other countries around the world. It's incredibly disturbing, and we will hopefully have evidence of it before the end of the week that we can produce publicly. And the Justice Department and the FBI and the intelligence agencies, I think, have known about this before. So why nothing's been done about it yet is beyond my comprehension, but it's fixing to go public because I'm not going to stand by and watch the American public be defrauded of their chosen leader in a free country, a country that's supposed to be free, not run by Venezuela or China.
Cindy, very important information news you're breaking here. Is it a software glitch or something more nefarious?
It's a feature of the system that was designed with a back door so that people could watch in real time and calculate with an algorithm how many votes they needed to change to make the result they wanted to create.
How did you find out about this?
People have come to me with information. I think when people realize there's somebody they can trust that will actually do something about it, they speak up. We have a lot of patriots in this country. They are absolutely fed up to the gills with corruption at every level of government. They have no trust in our public institutions now, and we will not let this election be stolen or any cheating to survive.
So let me get this straight, and it's a real important point here. Dominion voting machines were in numerous states, numerous counties. There's some sort of software backdoor, not unlike most phones will have a backdoor, but this will actually calculate and tell the person accessing the backdoor what type of voting percentages and what type of numbers are needed to change the win for a certain party, for a certain candidate.
Exactly. They can watch the voting real time. They run a computer algorithm on it as needed to either flip votes, take votes out, or alter the votes to make a candidate win.
So that's different. Now you're, this is even different. I just really want to be very, very careful here and be very meticulous about this. It's one thing to be able to watch it and decide how much more input you need to change the number. But now you're saying there's an actual way to change the total, the vote tallies within the system?
That's exactly right.
That's a very, very big claim there. I mean, that would be voter fraud defined right there. What's the next step?
It's massive criminal voter fraud writ large across at least 29 states. It could have been happening anytime a voting machine was connected to the internet, and we have evidence that many were. It was obviously happening. It's obvious from the algorithm and the statistics that our experts are tracking out for batches of votes and when the curves changed. And it's going to blow the mind of everyone in this country when we get it all together and can explain it with the affidavits and the experts that have come forward.
All right, Sydney, we're going to leave it there, and we're going to look into it, and we're going to watch for further information coming out from your camp, I guess Rudy Giuliani's camp as well, the Trump camp. So, Sydney Powell, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, now, by the way, before we go to you, Dr. Scott Bradley, I will say this, that Sam has been telling us that this was possible for years as we looked into the vote fraud and voting what do they call them? Anomalies, you know, kind of thing over the years, that if you connected the internet and it's a computer, then it can be hacked. What say you?
Well, in fact, that's as we got these voting machines and the software associated with them some years ago, I've been tracking this, and there has been case after case after case where basically underqualified individuals, almost like a high school student, that could hack into these things and alter the way the system was being worked. I suspect that if, in fact, this Dominion software voting machine process is in place, as has been mentioned by Sidney Powell, it's a much more sophisticated thing than we originally saw when hacking was easily done.
Let me articulate this. It's even 10 times more sophisticated than even that. It's backed by the government and by big tech, who built the internet. The Pentagon, big tech, and Collegiant Reality, they all built this whole apparatus. Okay, it's even bigger than this third party that they're fixing to give the blame to, folks.
Well, it would seem so, and if the deep state is as deep as and wide as it appears to have been created, then we are truly in deep trouble. But I really believe that there is a way back, and I don't think that we need to give up hope. I mean, our prayers and everything. I don't care what party you're a part of. I'm not a Republican or a Democrat.
Let's talk about the way back, though. It's not improving vote fraud. They've already proven that 66 ways from Sunday, and nobody cares.
Well, that is a tragic situation, and that I guess we get the kind of voting and the kind of government that we deserve if that's the case. But some of us do care, and some of us need to help others care more, and that's been my life's work. And it is a frustrating point. The critical mass of caring individuals are much more worried about whether there's going to be an NBA season this year, perhaps because of this pandemic that has been foisted upon us. And the fact of the matter is that most Americans, one of my good friends always says, if the channel changer on the TV works and there's beer in the fridge and the toilet flushes, everybody's good. And that is the formula for the destruction of a nation, if we have so little caring. But I really believe there's a way back. We've been fostering it. We could go back to the formula that Ezra Taft Benson brought forth 33 years ago. I think that applying that vigorously and passionately, but it is going to take some devoted effort. You cannot worry about the NBA season exclusively on this situation. As fun as you may have with that, it is a diversion that is, it's like bread and circuses from the old Roman Republic that failed. And our republic is not immune to it. There's nothing in our DNA that says we are destined, we are just divinely endowed with the privilege of being free and having independent government and everything. Without skin in the game, Americans will not remain free, and we'll have a really bumpy road to go over. I suspect that as bad as it'll get in the next few months, based on how this thing goes, I think that most of us are, you know, there's a philosophy called the rapture that they believe that they'll be taken to heaven when things get bumpy. I suspect most of us are going to have to live through that bumpy road and not be taken out because of our good and noble righteousness. I think we are really, we're going to have to live the life that we create. And I think that we, you know, there's no more oceans to cross like the pilgrims did. There's no more plains to come across so we could worship God, we could have our families, so we could live in freedom. There's a line in the sand, if you will. I think it's bigger than sand. We must take a stand, and we must work towards this. And the apathy, if it continues, I can predict the outcome. It's just going to happen.
Who do you think will be inaugurated, Scott?
To tell you the truth, I think that the outcome is what I think doesn't matter. But I think that the outcome in favor of Trump is going to be a real uphill slog, because the media is completely and honestly, I think that the die is cast based upon the way the media is doing. As you say, he who runs the media basically is in charge. But I think that if we don't fight the fight now, there's no fight to fight later. I mean, if you're, you know, if you've had,
I agree.
Your
what happens? What happens if Trump completely exposes the fraud and that the media was part of it and everybody gets taken down? You will throw literally thousands of people in jail. Well, what will happen on the streets of America if that happens?
Are we going to end up in a
civil war?
It'll be a bloodbath. I mean, I'm absolutely convinced that the way that this has been spun, the media has completely. They've already called the election. They called it an election night way before it should have been called. And again, they are not the one that gets to. There's a process we go through. There's a safe harbor time that the votes come in through the Electoral College. There's a casting of the votes. There's a reading of the votes and all this kind of stuff. None of that has happened yet, okay? But the fact of the matter is, because of the way it has been cast by the media, if it is flipped because of fraud, I would predict that those that are currently euphoric over a Biden win will just as voraciously claim that it was stolen from them by a corrupt system. And I don't. They've demonstrated. That's a poor choice of words, I guess, but it's the truth. This last summer, on a mild form, I think it'll go way beyond a low-grade guerrilla warfare. I think that there will be a horrific price to be paid. But you know what? This has been setting up for years. We've watched it happen with the votes being stolen and the corruption that's happened. I mean, we go back to the 1940s and the 30s, and look what happened with LBJ and his corruption and stealing of elections, and the Kennedy election shenanigans in the Nixon Kennedy. We can go on and on and on about that, but we are here. We are now. This is our time, and it's time for Americans to start paying attention. And in fact, it's way past time, and I really fear that most Americans will rarely, if ever, take the time to take a deep breath and look at this through clear eyes. There's so much partisanship.
Thank you for being with us, Dr. Bradley. A small group of people made the original American Revolution, and we hope that a small group of people will bring about a second American Revolution for the restoration of all our freedoms and liberties. And as I always say, we're going after Moby Dick in a rowboat, and we're taking the tartar sauce with us. We believe that the good people of America, like Sidney Powell and others and the president, are working on it, and we hope you do as well. Thank you, Sam, and thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for being with us here on Liberty Roundtable on the Living Liberty Radio Network.